here's a story from The World.
Now that coronavirus vaccines are available, the big public health hurdle is getting people to roll up their sleeves. All week, we're looking at outreach efforts in hard-hit, historically marginalized communities. We're visiting Pakistan, France, the UK, and China, and today, the US, where vaccine misinformation is a particular hurdle to access for migrant farm workers. The World's Daisy Contreras explores how grassroots organizations are debunking myths and getting people vaccinated.
Hola, compañeros. ¿Cómo están? Estamos aquí.
Luz Gallegos stands at the edge of a large green field in Riverside County in Southern California. It's windy but clear out. She holds up a flyer and in Spanish explains about an upcoming vaccine drive. She urges farm workers to come sign up and get vaccinated. Gallegos is with TODEC. It's a nonprofit organization in the Coachella Valley region helping migrants get the right COVID-19 information about testing and vaccination. Gallegos says they need to cut through the fear that persists after the negative immigration rhetoric and policies of the Trump administration.
So this is the aftermath. It's not only harming immigrants, but it's harming the entire community because with the pandemic, it's spreading like fire.
Also spreading like fire is vaccine misinformation. Migrants don't always trust the government. Gallegos says the biggest myth she hears is that vaccines have a tracking chip. And so workers have questions about when she got her vaccine.
Then they get curious. Oh, how was it? What did you feel? And we all share our own different perspectives as what we felt with the vaccine. It's like we did it first. We're still here. We're still alive. We don't have a chip within ourselves.
Farm workers have been one of the hardest hit groups during the pandemic. They don't always get to practice safe social distancing, for example. There is also a language barrier. Many are undocumented, and there is a fear of deportation. Gallego says if they fall ill, farm workers don't go see a doctor, worried that using public help will hurt their chances of getting a green card in the future. But now there are vaccines available for all farm workers there. They are being considered essential workers. Gallegos and her team of volunteers tell workers that all they need is their work ID or a pay stub to qualify. No one will track them, even if they're undocumented. 2 hours away, though, in Ventura County, vaccines are not available to farm workers unless they're 65 years and older. But there are still people working to get information out.
Quédate con Radio Indígena 94.1 FM.
That's Radio Indígena, or Indigenous Radio. It broadcasts a mix of music and informational segments in Spanish and in indigenous languages, like Mixteco, Triqui, and Zapoteco. Thousands of farm workers speak those languages.
Mi nombre es Alondra Mendoza y mi compañero Juan Carlos Díaz. Hola, compañero. Muy buenos días. ¿Cómo estás?
Muy buenos días. Gracias. Muy bien.
Hosts Alondra Mendoza and Juan Carlos Díaz run a health segment. They take turns answering questions from listeners. One person asks if it's true the vaccine will cause infertility. Díaz answers in Mixteco. That's just a myth, he explains. Mendoza then translates the answer in Spanish. Both Mendoza and Díaz have been volunteer hosts on the program for just a few months, but they've quickly become trusted community voices. Another host, Lidia Perez, says she feels like a celebrity. People recognize her and approach her to ask questions.
O sea, si los veo, ¿verdad? Los saludo desde lejos y les digo, no te desanimes, todo va a estar bien.
If I see people, she says, I try to inform and encourage them. Perez is from the Mexican state of Oaxaca and worked in the California fields for over 20 years. She mostly spoke Mixteco then. She says she knows what it feels like to feel alone working in the field, especially if you don't speak Spanish or English. Back in Riverside County, Luz Gallegos with a nonprofit TODEC has just finished another long day helping get farm workers vaccinated. She shows me some photos through Zoom.
So this is today. This is the farm. See how the nurses set up?
The county health department sets up under a huge tent, sort of like a greenhouse. They're right in the middle of a field. Gallegos and other volunteers help farm workers with language translations in case the nurses aren't bilingual. About 300 farm workers get vaccinated per day. It's an incredible feat, Gallegos says. She hopes the county's vaccine campaign will be a model for other counties and states to follow. She's trying to show the needs of vulnerable communities.
And right now, it's up to us as an organization to continue elevating the realities, elevating the challenges.
And despite the loss and pain the migrant farm worker community has faced this past year, Gallegos says they're resilient. For The World, I'm Daisy Contreras.
PRX.